Yesterday, the ABS released building approvals 2011 to 2012, which have confirmed the strength of the Mackay region as far as building goes. Malcolm Hull is the regional manager of Mackay Whitsunday Master Builders. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm very well, and I'm sure you must be feeling quite proud considering we seem to have topped the state.
This is excellent, actually. It's something that we deserve a feather in our cap for this lot, although it's on the back of other regions doing quite badly.
Well, who performed the worst?
Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast and Brisbane. Basically, the southeast corner are the ones that are sort of not doing very well at all.
Well, considering the ongoing development, particularly by the regional council the Brisbane City Council, and of course the state government in that area, are you surprised by those areas not doing so well?
It's more of an economic problem down in the southeast corner, that the people have just don't have the confidence to get up and build. I mean, there's land available and everything, whereas Mackay, we're doing very, very well, but to give us our credit, we've consistently stayed okay. To give you numbers, so 809, we did 907 housing approvals. 910, we did 1209. 1011, we went back to 926. But then this year, 1112, we've done 1367 approvals, which is just fabulous.
Well, it's an increase of almost 50% over the last 12 months.
Yes, correct. And that's overall approvals altogether. So that's just wonderful. Yeah.
What does that mean from a regional perspective through here as far as ongoing development, and do you expect it to continue?
We do not see it fading for a while. The good thing about that is the resource sector is definitely helping fire this demand on housing. It's all happening there. The builders are well and truly happy with what's going on. They are seeing a slight problem with confidence with consumers, but hoping that will be overtaken and people will realise that this is a wonderful place to live. Mackay is exceptionally good for many, many reasons, so there's no reason why they shouldn't bite the bullet and get a house built here in Mackay.
Well, you just mentioned confidence, and I was wondering how reports like this will influence confidence and buyers going into the future.
Well, hopefully it'll encourage them, knowing that yes, Mackay, we can build. The Mackay builders are capable of building more homes. We have a slight delay with land approvals at the moment and land things, but they're slightly keeping ahead of it, but only just.
Now, what do you put that down to, and how is the new council compared to the previous one as far as that goes?
I think it's still early days to see where we're going with the council approvals. I know that we have had some conversations and they're very keen to ensure that processes and all that sort of stuff is speeded up on a much better process. But still early days on that. But the land availability is a problem. It's just a case of the developers getting up and running as fast as they possibly can. Hopefully, as I said, all the red tape is taken away from the many roadblocks that they may have in front of them.
Now, we've heard reports recently about the boom set to settle or indeed disappear in the next 2 years. Has that had an impact on the confidence we spoke about a little earlier?
I don't believe so. I think it's probably too far away to sort of think that. Because there's still guys coming to Mackay on a regular basis. The other thing we are noticing very much so is there's a lot of out-of-town builders arriving in this part of the world. And obviously, because if they've got no work on the Gold Coast or Brisbane, they're packing up their ute and they're heading to Mackay for work. And the work is here, so they're starting to get hold of it. I still say to the local consumers to check their builder's credentials, ensure that he's licensed, ensure that he's doing the right thing, ask for some history. The local guys have been here a long, long time. They're good blokes too, but if they're all licensed and know what they're doing, there shouldn't be any problems.
Well, how much of an issue has it been? Have you had any reports from local people?
We have had some reports that there has been some not-so-good work being done by some different people.
So what should people be aware of before they go into something like a building?
By all means, do your homework. Talk to the builder. Talk to some previous clients. Asked to see some of their old homes. Most builders are very, very proud of the product they put out, and they don't have a problem whatsoever in showing them what work they've done. And if they're happy to do that and they've got a history, they've got a good history, by all means, you shouldn't have a problem.
We talk a lot about housing, but what of those figures is represented by commercial interest? Because there's obviously been an increase in a lot of that development, particularly like around Paget.
Yes, there's a lot of commercial parts in that. A lot of commercial buildings. You're right, around Paget, there's a few unit complexes that are sort of on the drawing board at the moment around Mackay. In that dollar-wise figure, of course, Canelands was in that dollar-wise figure, but that's finished now, so that in commercial projects. So overall, confidence again, they're trying to put some unit complexes together. There's some six-packs and eight-pack sort of construction happening, the flats. So I think overall, we're looking very bright.
Does it need a further injection, though? Are you still looking for investors, particularly in that commercial sector where we're talking about motel accommodation?
I think there is a problem there. I think accommodation itself, that's one of the things that when we have builders coming from another part of the building community in particular, coming from another part of the state, we say to them, guys, you need to ensure that you have some sort of accommodation lined up before you just rock up on the door, because you'll be sleeping in your ute otherwise. So we need to ensure that that's happening. The other thing we need to encourage to try and keep the stimulation happening in our new housing market is to the new home buyers grant, as you know, has finished early in the year. So some of this building activity happening right now is still a process of getting through all those $10,000 home building boosts. The stamp duty that's on housing at the moment is $7,000 for. So if we could take that away from existing homes and just put that straight into new homes, we know that would still stimulate the building industry. Because the other great thing about the building industry, for every one person that's on that job site, there's five people employed elsewhere.
How positive has the new government been in areas like that?
They're very much talking. I mean, I still think there's early days in what's happening there, but I know that Master Builders is very much talking to members of the government to try and ensure that the right thing is done by the building community and the people.